Welcome to the Shide Show.
World War One is over.
I am Brian Gerard alongside Greg Hoyt and, of course, the venerable and 4th of July-able.
What?
That's Robert the Shide.
Hello.
Hey. Hello. It's
so,
good to be back.
This week's episode, of course, is brought to us by Bud Light.
Hold
Bud
on.
Bud Light.
Wait a second. Yeah. What happened to this celebrated double buck?
The Germans shunned us.
What?
How did they shun us?
They officially shunned us. And because we are upon America's Day, I figured Bud Light, the all-American beer.
Bud Light.
Is what should take its place. So this week's episode brought to us by
Bud Light.
Wow.
Why is it America's Day? I'm sorry, I'm missing the point.
Why is it America's Day?
What are we talking about?
It's Happy Birthday, America.
4th of July.
Oh my God. It's not. Oh, wow. Right. Where is the time going?
Speaking of. I lived in a lot of states that had bans on fireworks. So there were many 4th of Julys where in my backyard or driveway, we'd have those, or those black snakes, the little snake things.
Oh, the little
things.
Pussy.
Yeah, exactly.
Pussy fireworks.
Or a lot of sparklers.
Boo.
Yeah, exactly. What, to tell me, I don't know, it was Massachusetts.
Roman candles.
M80s.
Saturn missiles.
Oh my God.
M60s.
Bottle rockets.
Bottle rockets. We would just launch out of our teeth.
Oh yeah. We used to launch those out of pipes at people's houses. Baseball. We would have bottle rocket fights. Me and McKay boys.
Did you attach them to the rocks you would throw?
We had bottle rocket fights. We had rock fights. We got crazy, man.
Oh my God.
We would
Amesbury, Massachusetts.
If you had stayed there, would you be having gunfights in the woods?
Yeah, it'd be gun battles right now because we had to ratchet it up. We'd be on to grenade launchers at this point.
Exactly. Actual lasers that you developed.
Yeah, we would
to
have
actually
done it.
Shoot holes through people.
Yeah.
We would have done it. So, that's all you had?
Well, I mean, in different places. Some of the states, obviously, in Indiana, I believe, we didn't have that problem.
New Hampshire was live free or die, so I was right near the border of New Hampshire, and that's where we would just go over the state border
totally
and just
legal.
Get crazy
it would
fireworks.
Be, I mean, it was illegal in Massachusetts.
Yeah, but it was all over the place.
But we still did it. And I'm,
do you think that was because of New Hampshire being so close? Because Connecticut wasn't legal, was it?
No. I think
it was New Hampshire.
I don't know if Massachusetts is still illegal now.
I don't know.
They should build a wall
between Massachusetts
and New Hampshire.
And
I think they would save a lot of children's lives.
I agree. New Hampshire is a shitty place.
Whoa! I really love New Hampshire.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
I think you just alienated a major portion of our audience.
There's a lot of people in New Hampshire listening to this show.
A lot of people.
I will say,
to our New Hampshire listeners, I was kidding. And I am sincerely apologetic. I will be at the Borders in Portsmouth signing autographs for anyone who would like for me to personally apologize to them.
Right.
I'll be available for that.
Why would someone who wanted an apology from you also want your autograph?
Well, because we'll take a Polaroid picture and I'll sign it saying I'm sorry, and then we'll be fine. After
but
that.
Who are you to them? Just some douchebag that
I mean, I'm not a douchebag. I'm Brian Gerard of the Shide Show.
Greg and I know the value of your apology,
which is what?
Well, on a scale of 1 to 10, Robert, what's the value of that apology?
Are we allowed to go into negative numbers?
Yes, that exists.
Oh, okay, great. I'd go to a -4. Mm. Which means it would be better off if he didn't apologize.
Yeah, I just wish that when he apologized, he just hadn't said anything.
Exactly. So that's why it's a negative number. Brian, you okay?
No.
What's wrong?
I feel really bad about it.
About what?
What I just did.
What did you do?
I made fun of New Hampshire.
Yeah, why did you do that?
And I've made my apology completely unaccepted.
Well, let's just do this. Why don't you retract your apology and all of New Hampshire will feel better?
I am sorry for apologizing.
What does
you're
that
still
do?
Apologizing.
Is that a negative?
That's -8 now.
-8.
I take back my sorry for being apologizing.
That's good. That's exactly it.
That's good. I think
now take back.
Fuck you, New Hampshire.
Oh, God.
No, that
it's
wasn't.
Not, no, oh. no.
Autism affects a yeah. lot of Americans, yeah. and Brian Gerard is yeah. one of them.
So, Brian, tell me about your firework experience.
Well, 4th of July was a big day for me growing up.
What's that?
A, it was my grandfather's birthday.
Mm. All right.
So,
happy birthday, Papa Gerard.
Happy birthday, Papa.
Yeah, Papa Gerard.
And so it was a big day of celebration.
Nice.
And we would always rip fireworks. Like, and the cool thing about growing up, me and my brother would always be the ones who got to light them. Like, we'd have the adults around us to make sure we didn't light ourselves on fire.
Yeah.
But a big part of our joy of that is that they would let us light all of the fireworks. Mm.
Did they tether you so that, you know, they could pull you back if you stayed too
long? We weren't tethered, but we were definitely under strict supervision.
Right.
And it was the only, like, one of the only days of the year that I remember where the adults were like, we're going to go ahead and let you be reckless. This is completely irresponsible.
Yeah. Even though it's like supervised, but you probably felt like.
But I was like, oh, they're letting me do it. So I'm like, so I had, you know, books of matches and lighters, and me and my brother would set the fireworks up and we'd light it, and we would be applauded for it because we'd light it, and then all of our family would be down below.
Who are wasted. Yeah.
Wasted. And then, you know, fireworks go off and they'd be like, ready!
We're drunk!
Wow.
Not all of my family was drunk.
No, I'm not saying anything about your family, per se. I'm just...
Now, Greg, you can apologize. You're a positive apologist.
You don't have to apologize to me, Robert. He doesn't have to apologize to me.
Who does he apologize to?
He needs to apologize to my family.
The whole family?
The whole family.
But he applauded Papa Gerard.
Well, it was his birthday.
Except Papa Gerard.
So can he apologize to everyone except Papa Gerard?
No, apologize to everybody.
Wait, was Papa Gerard one of the drunk ones?
I'd like to issue an apology to the Gerard family of Worcester.
Minus the actual drunk ones.
Minus the people who are actually drunk. All of the sober people at all of the 4th of July celebrations throughout the ages in the Gerard clan. I'd like to extend a heartfelt apology for my generalization that you were all drunk. I get it.
That's
not
good.
Everyone there was drunk when Brian and his little brother were illegally setting off illegal fireworks.
It was mostly my older brother.
What's the statute of limitations on admitting something like this?
Brian will be in prison by next week because of what I just said.
Excellent. How's Halliburton doing, by the way? Are they after you?
They're all right. I've noticed a black Suburban with all tinted windows and machine gun mounted on top of it outside of my apartment.
That's just the Google truck.
That's the Google truck just taking pictures of my place.
And everywhere you go.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, the Google truck's following me on my bicycle.
I've been hearing this a lot when I sleep. What does that mean?
Do employees of Halliburton celebrate the 4th of July?
No.
They do, but they don't fire fireworks. They fire actual machine guns into the crowds of people.
In Iraq.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're doomed.
Wait. I say that in jest. Say that? My name is Gregory Hoyt.
You can't pin this one on me, Shy.
Oh, no.
It really is a slice of Americana, though, those days. Thinking back on it now, I get a little nostalgic about it. Where,
are you going to cry?
No.
What's that wet stuff on your face?
I don't want to address that at all. I was going to really have a nice, sincere, authentic moment of nostalgia regarding the birth of our country and growing up and the 4th of July and what it meant.
December 25th.
But I'm going to go ahead.
What is your toast? What toast do you give on the 4th of July, Brian?
To America. Let's stop fucking it up.
the whole table weeps.
Yeah,
for that.
I'm sure they do. It's a majestic.
First of
moment.
All, I don't swear, so I would never say that out loud.
Just did.
Yeah, know. You do. And what? When you're at home, you don't swear?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay.
The toast I would give on the 4th of July would be something that goes like this.
Let's all raise our glasses.
We're raising our glasses. Here we go, Brian.
Uncle Robert.
I'm ready.
On this day, America was born. Let's make sure that she doesn't die on this day, too. Happy birthday, America. Where's the fireworks and the beer?
All right.
Okay.
Really beautiful words.
Beautiful.
Uncle Brian.
Uncle Greg has something to say.
Hey, everybody. You know, I know it's been a while since I've been around, I've been off doing my thing, but it's really great to be home on the 4th of
July. We missed you, Uncle Greg.
Shut up, Dave. I would like to raise a toast to our great nation. Brian, Uncle Brian, wake up.
Huh?
Pick up your Bud Light. Bud Light. I just want to say, I'm really glad that we have thrown off the chains of the tyrannical nation of
Halliburton,
Great Britain, on this day.
Oh, right.
The threat is always there.
They're right over there. They are.
They might come back.
Uh huh.
And I have muskets at the ready. And with that,
well,
I'll see you in 5 or 6 years.
In hell.
Yeah. Cheers!
Uncle Gregory!
Where are all the women?
What about Uncle Robert? What's Uncle Robert's gonna? What's his toast gonna be about?
Family, friends. I'm gonna raise a glass here.
Oh, okay.
Raise your glass,
right, Uncle Robert's. Brian, Uncle
someone,
Brian,
someone
up.
Wake Brian up.
Hey, wake up! Dude.
Get him out of his.
Hey,
his
what, Uncle Robert's
dog carrier.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah.
thank you. I know how fond you are, all of you,
of gay sex.
That and me. And I want to thank you all for coming to my house and...
Oh, I think Uncle Brian fell asleep.
Did he fall asleep again?
Brian, hey.
Oh, yeah. Huh?
Wake up. Robert.
To America!
Not yet. Not yet. I think if you look under your napkins that are around the table, you will find a gold bar for each of you from me.
Wow.
To you on this wonderful day.
It's heavy.
Where yes, it is pretty heavy. It's a lot of gold. Where we celebrate the birth of a nation.
On this day, I call St. Crispin's Day.
Uncle Brian, wake up, dude.
He's in there.
Hey, hey.
No, he's just going to interfere with my speech more.
Okay.
Let's toast to America and to each other.
What are the gold bars for?
It's just a bribe. That's what America was founded on. Bribery! Yay!
Well, I tell you what, boys.
Yes.
Those are three of the worst toasts I have ever heard.
That's the thing about 4th of July toasts.
Yeah.
It's like, what do you say?
Really, what do you say?
Hey, you know what, guys? Hey,
what?
Just like everyone at the barbecue. Everyone, shut the fuck up. Everyone stop having a good time. I need to make a toast.
Right.
First of all, the whole barbecue is like, what, a toast?
Don't do a
July?
Toast. I don't think doing a toast on 4th of July.
You don't do a toast.
I'm doing it, theoretically. Guys, hey, everybody at the barbecue, shut up.
Okay,
Robert,
sorry.
Turn off the music.
Should I turn off the grill?
Yeah, turn off the grill and turn off the music. I have something to say. I want to say something about this country. This is really an important day where we were liberated from slavery. Hey, everyone. I don't want you to forget that Great Britain could invade at any moment.
Peace and courage, peace and courage, peace and courage, peace and courage.
Mary Poppins.
I need everyone to go behind my RV and have stock-loaded muskets and bayonets. I need you to kill all of the children here.
Wait a second.
Wait a minute.
Kill the children?
Cheers! To America!
Chimney sweep.
Like, what do you say? I mean, that's... I mean,
that
this is good.
Definitely
that's,
not what you say.
You might.
Look, okay.
Because you're lost. You don't know what to say in the toast like that, so you might say something like
that. That's definitely a difficult place to make a toast. Okay, Thanksgiving, it's pretty clear. You're there to give thanks.
What do you say? What do you say at Thanksgiving?
Well, you give thanks for the people who are there, your friends, and having what you have. That's all great stuff.
Have you ever been given the job of actually doing the toast?
Toast for what? Thanksgiving?
Anything.
I have.
Yeah,
well, I've given a toast.
Back in the day, my grandfather asked me to do it, and it was scary as shit.
I've given a few toasts.
I don't think I've never been told to give a toast, but I've given them.
My grandfather made me write a whole thing one time. For
what?
Thanksgiving.
Really?
Really intense.
Hey, so how far in advance did he tell you? Is it like,
months,
he keep?
Months.
So he kept coming up and be like, "This Thanksgiving,
you,
Greg, you,
you're the one."
What was the toast?
He'd like wake you up in the middle of the night.
Hey, are you prepared?
Are you preparing in your sleep, Greg? This Thanksgiving.
I don't remember what it was, man. I wrote some shit, and I just remember my voice being like, as I was saying.
Was there something in there about muskets and killing the children?
I don't know what it was.
It probably was.
It was so intense. But I'm glad he did that, because that's an intense experience that a child should never have.
I was the best man at my brother's wedding.
Oh, yeah.
And I gave that toast.
Yeah.
Oh, was, how'd that go?
I killed. It was great. That's you know good. Why? Because it was heartfelt.
I spoke at my sister's wedding. She asked me to speak.
And you cried the whole time.
I fucking lost it. Literally lost it. Like, I've never lost it in my life.
You know why?
Because I love my sister immensely. And it was...
It was heartfelt. That's ultimately
what
it is.
But I look back on it and I'm embarrassed. It's one of those things, you know?
Well, but you know why I think you wept at your sister's wedding?
Why is that?
Because I love her. And my family.
Because you're a pussy. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wow. Well, that's... Well,
that's a great note to end on.
Yep, very good.
Oh, we are out of time. Well, that's going to do it for this Shide Show.
Yep.
Of course, we have Robert Shide here alongside Greg Hoyt. I'm Brian Gerard. We'll catch you next time. Shide Show.
Yay!
Yay! Who booed? I don't know where that came from.
I think it was the jerk who was calling you
Brian.
A pussy.
What a dick. See you next week, Brian.
Bye, Brian.
Maybe.